Listening Library presents Tales from Lovecraft Middle School Book 3, Teacher's Pest, by Charles Gilman. Read for you by Christopher Tabori. Chapter 1. Don't move. What's wrong?
Something's on your neck.
Glenn Torkoals touched the flesh around his throat.
I don't feel any.
Careful, Robert Arthur warned.
It's a bug.
What kind?
Robert wasn't sure. The creature had two wings, a bright purple abdomen, and a stinger in its tail.
I think it's a wasp.
Glenn froze. Like every other 12-year-old boy in the world, he understood the first rule of dealing with wasps was to remain absolutely still. If you left them alone, the insects would eventually lose interest and fly away. Only this one didn't.
This one seemed to think the back of Glenn's neck was the perfect place to rest.
The two boys were standing on a soccer field outside Lovecraft Middle School. Glenn was playing goalie. Robert was the defensive fullback. The rest of their gym class was on the far side of the field watching Lynn Scott launch a penalty kick past Eddie Milano. Coach Glandis tweeted his whistle and shouted,
"Hustle! Hustle! Hustle!"
It was a Tuesday morning in early November.
"Is it still there?"
Glenn asked.
"Yeah," Robert said.
"What's it doing?"
"Nothing."
"Try pulling it off."
"With my fingers?"
"No, with your toes. What do you think?"
Robert didn't like the idea of touching a wasp with his bare hands. For starters, there was no good place to grab the darn thing. Its head was too small. Its wings were too flimsy. Its purple belly was covered with brittle spikes, like the quills of a porcupine.
"Maybe you should move,"
Robert decided.
"Maybe if you spin in circles, it'll get dizzy and fall off."
Glenn stretched out his arms and began twirling like a clumsy ballerina. He spun faster and faster, but the wasp didn't budge. From out of nowhere, a soccer ball streaked past him, blasting into the net.
"Defense!"
Coach shouted. He came charging down the field, waving his clipboard like a flag to get their attention.
"What the heck's going on here?"
Glenn didn't answer. He kept right on spinning. Coach was dressed in his usual white polo shirt and red track shorts. It was rumored that he wore track shorts every day of the year, even in the winter, even in the worst New England blizzards.
"What's wrong with Torkoals?" he asked.
"There's a wasp on his neck," Robert explained.
The rest of the class quickly gathered around, pointing and gasping. Everyone agreed it was the biggest wasp any of them had ever seen, that its venom was probably poisonous, or at least extremely painful.
"Torkoals!" Coach shouted. "Stop spinning! Get over here! Let me look at this monster!"
Glenn wobbled over, dizzy from all his twirling. Coach peeked inside his shirt collar, and the wasp buzzed angrily, warning him to stay back.
"Sheesh!" Coach exclaimed. "Where'd it come from?"
Robert pointed straight up at the sky.
"Can you please get it off me?" Glenn asked.
Coach studied the wasp from different angles.
"I'm not sure that's a good idea."
"I don't want to get stung."
"See, that's the problem," Coach explained. "You're already stung. It's stinging you right now."
"What?"
The other kid stepped forward for a better look, but Coach ordered them to keep a safe distance. Robert realized the wasp's tail was resting on a round red welt. It was the size of a nickel and growing by the second.
"I could whack him with my clipboard," Coach explained. "But we don't want to break the stinger. We want a nice, clean extraction."
"I'll take my chances," Glenn said. "Just get it off."
The wasp buzzed again, louder this time.
"All right. On a count of three," Coach said. He raised the clipboard over his head. Ready?
Yes, yes, just do it.
One. Glenn grabbed a goalpost, steadying himself, and closed his eyes. Two. Robert nearly closed his eyes, too. He didn't think he could watch. Three.
Chapter 2. At that moment, just before Coach brought the clipboard crashing down, the wasp fell from Glenn's neck, dropped to the grass, and died.
What are you waiting for? Glenn shouted. He still had his eyes squeezed shut. Go ahead! Get him!
It's over, Robert said. Glenn opened his eyes and blinked. Coach reached down and lifted the wasp by a wing. Strangely, all the purple color had drained from its body. It was now just a lifeless gray husk.
Well, I'll be darned. How do you feel, Torkels?
Glenn pressed his fingers to the welt.
Not so good. Better go see the nurse. Robert will take you. And bring this.
He held out the dead wasp, but neither boy wanted to touch it. Exasperated, Coach yanked one of his tendon sheets from his clipboard, wrapped it around the insect, and gave the packet to Robert.
Go on, hurry! This could be serious!
As the boys set out across the field, Glenn tripped over his own feet, and Robert grabbed his shoulder. Are you all right?
I feel weird, Glenn said. Like I'm all hot.
Keep walking, Robert said. The boys entered Lovecraft Middle School through a side entrance. It was a brand-new building, not even 3 months old, and filled with state-of-the-art technology. The hallways were lined with high-definition video screens. The lockers had electromagnetic doors to prevent theft. There were multiple computers in every classroom, but all these fancy features were masking a sinister secret. Hidden throughout Lovecraft Middle School were mysterious gates that led to an alternate dimension, a sort of world within our world, where a demented physicist named Crawford Tillinghast was planning to overthrow the entire human race. He was raising an army of demons and monsters, disguising them as humans and sending them into the school. Some looked like teachers, others looked like students. Danger was everywhere. And no one could be trusted.
What about Miss Mandis? Glenn whispered.
After a few minutes of walking, the boys had finally arrived at the nurse's office, but Glenn stopped just outside the door.
What if she's one of them?
We'll know if she tries to bite us, Robert said. And he was only half kidding. Come on. It was their first time meeting the nurse. Robert expected to find Miss Mandis dressed in scrubs, like the uniforms worn by nurses in hospitals. Instead, she looked like a regular mom, in a regular blouse and skirt. She saw Glenn and leapt out of her chair. What happened? Robert handed her the wasp. This thing stung him. It was purple 5 minutes ago. Miss Mandis hurried the boys behind a privacy screen and told Glenn to lie down on a cot. Are you allergic to bee stings?
I don't think so.
Have you ever been stung before?
Never like this.
How are you feeling? Headache? Nausea? Any trouble breathing? Glenn scratched the top of his head.
No.
She aimed a lamp at the welt on his neck, then studied it through a magnifying lens. It looked redder now, almost violet, and it had swollen to the size of a marble. I don't see a stinger anywhere. That's good. She cracked open a cold pack, wrapped it in a washcloth, and pressed it to the welt. This will stop the swelling. Are you feeling any pain?
Only where it got me.
It feels like my neck's on fire. We'll try some antihistamine. She lifted the cold pack and squeezed some white cream onto the welt. Let's see if this helps. Robert was afraid Miss Mandis might tell him to go back to gym class, so he tried to look busy. He paced around the office, studying all of the health safety posters.
After a few...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?